Now we'll move on to our second feature, which again is read by Jane Evans. Antiques expert Mike Hicks delves into the world of Art Nouveau tiles.
I'm sure many people can remember when we had washstands in bedrooms. Many of those things were where you stood the jug and bowl set you used for washing in that room. Many of the washstands had at the back a row of decorative tiles. They could also be found in the sides of old cast iron fireplaces, and these were in the bedrooms as well. Some of these fireplaces are still available today from recycling yards and vintage collections and salvage yards. Probably more valuable than the cast iron fireplaces are the tiles themselves. This also goes for the marble top washstands. The tiles were ceramic, a basic clay decorated and glazed. Some of them were designed by very famous people. Thomas Jekyll designed some Japanese motifs cast onto the surface of the tiles. Minton, a leader in ceramics in this country for many years, were also synonymous with the production of tiles for fireplaces and furniture, and various other parts of the house. These are all now very collectible in their own right. Some were also made at very avant-garde factories like Pilkington's. These again fetch very high prices for individual tiles on the open market. In Norwich, we had a firm called Barnard, Bishop and Barnards, who were internationally recognised for aesthetic movements in fireplaces, especially the tiles. Their heyday was in the 1880s. They also had designs done by famous artists such as William Morris, even Dante Gabriel Rossetti, and probably the most sought after of all, William De Morgan. Many tiles came from the continent. Tin-glazed earthenware tiles we know as Delftware, blue and white, occasionally polychrome as well. We had at the time some Italian craftsmen living and working in Burr Street, so it's quite possible they had an input into the tiles that were designed and made in Norwich. We also had the tiles imported from various other European countries, such as Italy and possibly Portugal. These were known as the Majolica tiles. The quality was very similar to our own, possibly a little more loose in decoration, but at the same time, extremely decorative. Why were these tiles incorporated into the home? Well, often for reasons of hygiene as well as decoration. They adorned porches, bathrooms, even butcher shops and fishmongers. They were set into fireplaces and picture frames and occasionally into furniture and tabletops. I've also seen them used in items such as hall coat stands. In a way, it's a shame that the fashion has moved away from the old cast iron fireplaces and the washstands, that the actual frames on which the tiles were put have since been made redundant. But in a way, the tiles live on and give us a flavour of what was so popular in the late 19th century. As far as prices are concerned, a pretty tile by a nondescript maker that doesn't necessarily have an Art Nouveau design could be bought for a pound or so. Once you start reflecting the art movement, the prices go up dramatically to somewhere between £30 and £50 per tile. If, on the back, you find moulded the maker's name, such as Minton, with a significant design to the front, the price goes even higher. If it gets attributed to any of the famous artists or decorators, then you're in the lower hundreds. This is the sort of price you can expect to pay for a single tile.